So, Chris, if you want to forge a deal between me and the Jews over the Golan, you'll have to pay for it in my currency. I'm not going to just fall into your lap. But, Chris, I'm worried. As I've watched the parade of secretaries of state sitting in that overstuffed chair, I've seen not only the end of the Cold War, but the end of America as a superpower. From where I sit, it looks like we've gone from a two-superpower world to a one-superpower world to a no-superpower world. You come here with empty pockets and a rubber fist, Chris. One thing a Syrian president learns to smell is weakness, and I smell it all over America right now. You know what really bothers me about you Americans? You want to have it both ways all the time. You want to lecture everyone about your values, about freedom and liberty, but when those values get in the way of your political or economic interests, you just forget about them. So spare me the values lecture, Chris. You're the ones who need to decide whether you want to be a superpower that represents your super values or a traveling salesman that represents your supermarkets. Make up your mind. Until then, stay out of my life. And Chris, here's your fancy cellular phone back. I have no one outside of Syria I need to call. Oh, and by the way, be careful when you press the send button. You never know what might happen.
Part 3. America and the System. Revolution is us.
I believe in the five gas stations theory of the world. That's right. I believe you can reduce the world's economies today to basically five different gas stations. First, there is the Japanese gas station. Gas is $5 a gallon. Four men in uniforms and white gloves with lifetime employment contracts wait on you. They pump your gas, they change your oil, they wash your windows, and they wave at you with a friendly smile as you drive away in peace. Second is the American gas station. Gas costs only $1 a gallon, but you pump it yourself. You wash your own windows, you fill your own tires, and when you drive around the corner, four homeless people try to steal your hubcaps. Third is the Western European gas station. Gas there also costs $5 a gallon. There's only one man on duty. He grudgingly pumps your gas and unsmilingly changes your oil, reminding you all the time that his union contract says he only has to pump gas and change oil. He doesn't do windows. He works only 32 hours a week with 90 minutes off each day for lunch, during which time the gas station is closed. He also has 6 weeks vacation every summer in the south of France. Across the street, his two brothers and uncle, who have not worked in 10 years because their state unemployment insurance pays more than their last job, are playing bocce ball. Fourth is the developing country gas station. 15 people work there, and they're all cousins. When you drive in, no one pays any attention to you because they're all too busy talking to each other. Gas is only 35 cents a gallon because it is subsidized by the government, but only one of the six gas pumps actually works. The others are broken, and they're waiting for the replacement parts to be flown in from Europe. The gas station is rather run down because the owner lives in Zurich and takes all the profits out of the country. The owner doesn't know that half his employees actually sleep in the repair shop at night and use the car wash equipment to shower. Most of the customers at the developing country gas station either drive the latest model Mercedes or a motor scooter. The place is always busy, though, because so many people stop in to use the air pump to fill their bicycle tires. Lastly, there is the communist gas station. Gas there is only 50 cents a gallon, but there is none, because the four guys working there have sold it all on the black market for $5 a gallon. Just one of the four guys who is employed at the communist gas station is actually there. The other three are working at second jobs in the underground economy and only come around once a week to collect their paychecks.